Watch your breath, and watch your mind watching the breath. Make sure they stay together. And notice the state of your mind. One of the principles of mindfulness of the mind is noticing when the mind needs to be gladdened. You go through the day, you're suffering from this, suffering from that. Sit down to meditate. You need a sense of being cheerful about this. And John Sawat would often say, as you start meditating, give rise to a sense of confidence inside. Give rise to a sense of clarity and enthusiasm for what you're doing. That in spite of the wear and tear of the day, there is a high job that you can do. That's what he called it, a high job. In other words, working on your mind. Something that's really important, a lot more important than the events of the day. This is your time to do something that's of definite value. So be cheerful about it. Not many people get this chance. Here, you've got it right here, right now. So think about why it's good to be meditating, both in this immediate sense of having a sense of well-being inside, breathe in a way that is gladdening to the mind. And then think about the good qualities you're developing, mindfulness, alertness, concentration. Even if it's just in little bits, the little bits tend to gather together if you keep at it. Where does deep concentration come from? Well, it starts out with shallow concentration. And it's just as you stitch the moments of concentration together, they get deeper and deeper and deeper. So don't be dissatisfied with your meditation. Just say, okay, I'm working on something important here. And just keep at it. Do whatever you can to give yourself a sense of well-being, a sense of enjoying the fact that you're here. Effort doesn't have to be tedious. It doesn't have to be hard. There can be a pleasure that you find in trying to figure things out. And be happy about whatever little victories you get, because the little victories add up. As the Buddha said, don't look down on or don't underestimate the good that you do, even if it's just bit by bit, in the same way that a large water jar can be filled by little drops of water, one after another after another. After a while, it all adds up. So find some joy in what you're doing. That way, when you leave the meditation, you'll be a lot more refreshed and a lot more ready to take on whatever the world has to offer. You'll have the strength to deal with it and not get overwhelmed.